The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I love French fries. And I don't know why, but French fries always seem to taste better when they come from a fast food place. I don't want to give anybody an advertisement, but they just seem to be better. And despite the fact that oftentimes I have seen French fries being made, and I know how much salt gets added to the French fries in a fast food place, I always put on more salt. Somehow, there just doesn't seem to be enough salt for French fries. It brings out something in the taste and flavor of a French fry. Now, it's interesting because I don't really salt much of anything else. That's one of the few things that I consistently salt. Maybe it's because, in addition to being something wonderful like bringing out flavor in French fries, when my father learned from the doctor that he should avoid all salt, salt was the enemy. He wasn't happy about it, but he wanted to live. And so he didn't put salt on anything. He tried some of the salt substitutes, but I think ultimately just gave up. Resigned himself to the fact that there was going to be no salt. Why is it that Jesus refers to us at our best as salt? Why does he say, "You are the salt of the earth"? I have to say, I went looking through the Bible to find when salt had come up. When was it mentioned? To learn a little bit maybe about what they might have understood when Jesus was talking to them about salt. There were negative experiences of salt, like Lot's wife, who looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. So like my father, salt wasn't such a good thing for her. But there were a number of things that in fact were good things about salt. And what we learn is that there are really three things that salt was used for in the ancient world. The first was to protect. Salt could be placed upon a wound to protect it from infection. Second, it was a way to preserve. I haven't had it in a long, long, long time, but some of you of a certain generation might remember salt pork. It was pork cured with lots and lots of salt. It was very inexpensive, which at a certain point in life made it very popular for people without a lot of means to buy. Sure, it was absolutely horrible for us, but it was okay, especially when mixed with certain other things. The last characteristic, which I didn't know about salt, and we're not really quite sure how this began, was that salt was a sign of commitment and friendship. That when two countries got together and were making some kind of deal, they shared salt. For the Romans, salt was, in fact, the root of the word salary. It spoke to worth. And so when we think of Jesus saying, "You are the salt of the earth," I can't help but think how much it relates to where you are in your life. If you look around at the people sitting next to you, you'll see some of your classmates. These are not all of your classmates, but you'll see some of them. And what'll be true Everybody says this. I'm going to say it. You probably won't believe it until you get to the other end of your CBC high school experience. It'll go by very fast. It won't be that long where you won't remember in some ways what you're feeling right now. You know, you're probably sitting with some people you know, but others you might not know anybody. But you now have a common identity. You're brothers. And I can't think of anything that this world needs more than the beauty of connection with others. I can tell you from my work with alumni, when we say Men for Tomorrow, Brothers for Life, that's absolutely true. Our alums remember that, and that's something they take great pride in, that they've remained brothers for life. What's interesting is some of the closest friends that you're going to have in your life, you may not even have met yet, but you will in your experience here over the next 4 years. You'll keep the friends you have. That's the beauty of friendship. You can't have too many of them. It's not like if we get another friend, that means we have to get rid of one. That doesn't work that way. And most importantly, being brothers for life is being salt. Preserving one another from harm. Protecting each other from the many things that can threaten us. And most importantly, signifying an alliance, a covenant, a brotherhood that you are now a part of for the rest of your lives. And if you think of the world in which we live, what do we really need more in these days? Think of the first reading and just look around. I didn't have any trouble thinking of any number of examples where we did and do the very things that we're warned against doing. We're told to remove certain things. But it doesn't take much to look around to see that we haven't removed them. Oppression, false accusation, malicious speech. Think of the way that we talk about others, particularly others that may not agree with us. Well, you are brothers for life. It's going to take a little bit of commitment on your part. Because when you were at the open house, if you came there and you heard us talk, you discovered that this is the real world. You're going to make friends with people that you might never have met were it not for CBC. People that are a lot different than you are. And that's good. We sometimes get afraid of differences, but we should embrace them. More importantly, how is it that we are this salt and light? By sharing our bread with the hungry. By sheltering the homeless and the oppressed. By clothing the naked. And not turning our back on our own. Why is that so powerful? Why is it that Jesus says at the end of the gospel today that when we do these good deeds, it gets noticed? Because it's so rare. Sometimes we think it's better just to look out for ourselves. But you're going to be called in your time here to look out for each other. And to look out for people that you don't even know, because it's the right thing to do. Be salt, be light, because you're brothers for life.